We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zdrug, joined by Chris Owen for game week 31 in the Premier League. We got 8 bets for everyone, fresh off game week 30, fresh off some wins, fresh off some losses. Chris, happy Tuesday here. This is not Friday. We got a long way to go to get through the rest of the week, but to help us through the rest of the week, we have 10 Premier League matches. So that's at least something to look forward to.
Yes, we're back. It's not accustomed to the Tuesday show, but we're doing it. The Tuesday show, but we're doing it anyways. We had a big week this weekend, and now we got. Is it 4 games today? Is it 4-4-2?
5-3-2.
Oh, 5-3-2. Okay, so a big day of 5 games today at the midday, at least for those of us in the U.S. And then a couple nice games. Well, I guess Chelsea, Manchester United at the end. Should be good to get crack back into it after a short break.
Yeah, I was thinking back to last week in the show, and I think it may have been my sharpest show of the season. I hit 2 race to 5 corner bets, and I hit the under 2.5 goals in Manchester City Arsenal. So that just like 2 random corner plays, and then I think I actually got I think plus 120. People always like betting overs, but people are betting overs on the Man City Arsenal game. So I actually got better odds right before that game started on the under 2.5 goals. I think I also laid out the 1-1 score.
You gave an exact score on, was that the
Forest Crystal Palace? I think.
Yep, exactly.
Unfortunately, I had I trusted Tottenham too much in their corners, and they actually had fewer corners than Luton Town in the first half, which was unfortunate, but they managed to still get the 3 points. As for you, we'll talk a little bit here, but actually
a respectable 2-2. I lost my Manchester United money line bet. I won it, and then I lost it just as quick as I won it, and then stoppage time.
That was an ending, is what I'll say.
I didn't foresee Phil Foden coming off in the 61st minute, but also like plus 245 bet. That's the way things go, I guess.
Yeah, how it's usually done. You hit your team parlay bet. I did not hit my team parlay bet. We just gotta, we gotta get on the same page.
Yeah, let's sync up here.
We have a nice bounce back parlay is what I'll say. The odds are juicy. I have a great. I'm not going to give any spoilers. You got to listen to the end for the great team parlay bet, but I'm going to say the parlay is over plus 500 odds. So you're going to have to stay and listen to that one. So the first game we're talking about, we got West Ham home against Tottenham. And before we look at the odds here, we got to point out this is the, I don't know what you want to call it, but Chris's combined record for these teams is 3-17 this season. So kind of the white whale teams in terms of betting for him. He just can't get he hasn't hit a West Ham bet on this show this season. So maybe we can do that for this one. So rotowire.com/betting/soccer. You can check out the odds if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter. Make sure to give a thumbs up on the video, but we got the odds up right here. Tottenham are away from home. I was going to say they're at home, but this is West Ham aren't home. Home underdogs here. They were plus 200 or late last week, it looks like. Now they're plus 225 to win. Tottenham are plus 105 to win. The draw is plus 320. And you're going to get over 3.5 goals is minus 115. Under 3.5 goals, minus 105. A couple things with West Ham. Areola picked up an injury last game. He's going to be out, so Fabianski is going to be in. Edson Alvarez is still suspended. West Ham fresh in their minds that Calvin Phillips blew the game for them against someone.
Newcastle.
No, Newcastle. Yes, Newcastle. I had a Newcastle money line bet. And then Tottenham are pretty much healthy. Otherwise, with them, they have plenty of guys to start. So, Chris, West Ham, we got a London derby here. West Ham are at home, but they are underdogs. What do you think here? Can West Ham just, they're at home. Can they just throw out the, I think they're up 3-1 against Newcastle. Calvin Phillips was, I think, at fault for all three goals allowed. He did not have a good performance.
No.
So he's probably not going to play in this game, needless to say. But what do you think? Can West Ham bounce back against a Tottenham team that seems to score in the final 10 minutes of basically every match of late?
Yeah. A lot of good questions coming from you. Love the table setter here on the overall record. Adam and I took a quick peek at our records on these two teams before the show. And, you know, I knew I wasn't doing great on West Ham. I thought maybe I had hit a couple. I have too much trust in Big Ange and Tottenham. So the collective 3-17 record that I have between Tottenham and West Ham is not great. You take those two teams out, I'd be a way better. But anyways, yeah, interesting matchup here too. West Ham have actually they won the reverse fixture here back in December. I think that was a pretty injured Tottenham side here. Tottenham definitely a lot more healthy, probably, you know, in a better vein of form as well. West Ham, like you said, gave up just a, that was, I mean, probably the best game of the weekend. But yeah, gave up a 3-1 lead, only for Newcastle to come and score pretty late in the match to win that 1-4-3. But yeah, this is a tough one. Tottenham at home getting like plus 225, I think I saw as a money line was interesting initially. Tottenham are right around plus 100, but yeah, I just think it's tough to pick. I didn't even consider corners here. I just think that there's going to be a couple goals. You look at the recent results here too. There's a lot of, both teams have scored no draw here. That's where I'm going to go. It's minus 120. Last couple results, 2-1 West Ham, 3-2. And that was in the League Cup, I think. Excuse me. And then a couple other results. I'm sorry, that was in a summer warm up, but a bunch of other results here where it's basically no draw, but a couple teams to score. So I'm rolling on that one. It's a bit of a shot in the dark. And so if you're like Chris, you're 0-8 on West Ham, you're 3-9 on Tottenham, you know, just steer right on clear of this bet here and just do something completely opposite.
I like your bet here.
I think we get goals from Tottenham. I think that should not be a problem. I'm a little concerned about West Ham.
I think I'm level on both these sides. I think Tottenham, we just talked about them. It was that Fulham match. You had some kind of Tottenham bet. I had some kind of Fulham bet. We were going head to head. Fulham ended up winning 3-0. It might have been one of the first times this season that Tottenham couldn't score. That was before the international break. So memory's kind of hazy in terms of what that exact stat was. But so you remove Edson Alvarez from the midfield, and James Ward-Prowse is now playing that defensive midfield role. And I think that leaves some openings there. And then Tottenham, I guess, maybe because Mickey van de Ven technically should return to the starting 11. He was on the bench last game. Dragusin started that last one for them. So maybe you could look at that. But I think West Ham really haven't had have been just better in terms of scoring since moving Antonio into the 11, and they got pocket to Bowen on the wings and Kudus. I think they've looked a lot better, at least in terms of scoring. You know, they did get all those goals against Newcastle. That was at Newcastle as well. But I do like your bet, both teams to score no draw at minus 120. I just want to look at Tottenham's last five results, though. You know, they have these wins, but I'm not sure how well they're actually playing. They have, so going back five matches here, they had the 2-1 home loss against Wolverhampton. Maybe, I don't want to say fluky goals, but Joe Gomez, a defensive midfielder, got both the Wolves goals. Wolves still managed to win. They're down 1-0 against Crystal Palace, needed three late goals, got that 3-1 win at home. They took one shot in the first half against Aston Villa, and then things just fell off completely for Aston Villa. John McGinn got a red card. That was a 4-0 result, so definitely like a positive. Then they have the 3-0 result against Fulham, and then this Luton Town match where Luton Town get a goal early in the first half, and then Tottenham just kind of struggle the rest of the first half, and then they make some substitutions, maybe have some more success. Need a late Sun winner there. And this was like a Luton Town team. I think we talked about it, I guess. Just a Luton Town team down to, you know, a bunch of B squad players. They're down 10 plus guys due to injury, and Tottenham struggled at home. So I'm not sure how well they're playing right now, but that all leads me to say West Ham. I hit a couple race to five corners bets last week. I'm taking West Ham race to five corners at plus 140. You could also go West Ham over 4.5 corners and don't risk this kind of thing. But West Ham are kind of one of these weird defensive counterattacking focused teams that they don't really give up a ton of corners. But at home and the way Tottenham are playing, I think they're actually going to look, I think they're going to look like the better team in the first half in this one. And I think that's going to lead to a few more corners for them. So I'm going West Ham race to five corners at plus 140. What kind of score line are you going with? From how you're talking, it sounds like a 2-1 Tottenham result, 3-2.
Yeah. I was going to say 2-1 or 3-1 Tottenham. Too much of a coward to take them money line, but yeah, that's where I'm at for sure. Any concern about West? I mean, pulled up the cheat sheet on RotoWire, but West Ham averaging four corners at home per 90. Any concern with that?
You know, there's always concern with West Ham corners. West Ham corners, I think I wrote off West Ham corners, betting West Ham corners last season because I always got them wrong. And maybe I shouldn't go back to that. But I am feeling pretty confident here. Let's see what they got. Yeah, they're down 4.23 overall in terms of corners. Definitely worrying.
It's got to be a get right week for us. If we go 2-0, if we both hit our bets here on two teams that are maybe not our preferred teams to bet on, then you know I'd give us a firm we're back.
Yeah, I did. So they had four corners against Newcastle. I was looking at race to three corners as well, but
yeah, what is race to three corners at?
There's been a lot of times when West Ham only get four corners. Race to three corners is probably like minus 110 or so. That is definitely safer. Yeah, it's minus 110 for them. But I'm feeling so confident that I'm just going back to race to five corners. That's kind of what it comes down to.
Nice. I love it. Hit a couple of five corners in a row.
Yeah. Next game we got Manchester City are at home, and they are home against Aston Villa. I wanted to pull up these odds here. So if you're watching, so the new updated odds, we talked about this last week in terms to win the Premier League. We now have, so last week before Manchester City Arsenal, it was Man City plus 110, Liverpool plus 200, Arsenal plus 275. Now, because of the draw, we have Liverpool plus 120, Manchester City plus 190, and Arsenal plus 250. So, oddly enough, Manchester City is the lone team of those three that saw a drop in odds from 110 to 190. Liverpool went from 200 to 120, and Arsenal went from 275 to 250, which I guess because they were projected to lose, and they got a point from that, so that was a positive. But any new thoughts here in terms of these odds here? if you weren't a Liverpool fan, would you be considering Manchester City at plus 190 now that they're underdogs?
Yeah, I would be. If I, you know, if I didn't have a horse in the race, I'd be smashing that Man City plus 190 here. Like, it's you look at their fixtures. There's what, 7 matches left about, and I mean, each team has I think they all face Tottenham, Wolves, and Aston Villa. And then there's a couple other, like, I think Man City might have the tougher run in, but yeah, it's a toss up here. Our Arsenal, there was an article out there that last season, I mean, they're a bit more battle tested. They've got Declan Rice now. That's certainly a benefit. But like last year, they took like, I think it was 12 points from the last 9 games. So this is kind of right around the time where they started to struggle. They're fighting on multiple. I mean, the Champions League is as big as the Premier League is for them. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's for City's perspective too. It's like, do they, you know, as they advance, I mean, they have certainly a tough tie with Real Madrid in the Champions League, but if they are to advance, do they put all their chips more into the Champions League? Like there's a discussion for both of the, you know, how are these competitions play out? And then with big games in the league as well, it's like, what kind of lineups are we going to see down the stretch?
Yeah. Speaking of Champions League, Arsenal plus 500 to win Champions League, Manchester City plus 175. But we got Manchester City home against Aston Villa, and that's what we're talking about here. So they are minus 380 to win. That number got a boost this morning. I assume it's because Ollie Watkins was labeled out.
Yeah.
Possibly that may have been the news that is kind of affecting these odds. Aston Villa are plus 900 to win. The draw is plus 550. You got over 3.5 goals plus 100, under 3.5 goals minus 125. What do you got?
Yeah, so interesting game here. The no Ollie Watkins up front is like, you know, makes it kind of tough. Like you would have maybe argued that you could have taken a Villa double chance here if you really wanted to. But you look, and then the odds have moved a fair bit. I looked at Aston Villa double chance, to be fair, right now is plus 300, which is massive. I just don't like, they're starting Duran up front, I think. And like, how many games has he started? Ollie Watkins is maybe like top 5 in terms of goals scored, in the league this season. So he's, you know, been a big reason why they're fighting for that Champions League spot. So I think without him, obviously they have their own injury issues in the middle at center back. I'm interested to see how City bounce back after like a pretty disappointing result. That game was tough to watch on Sunday, by the way.
I said it was going to be like that. No,
yeah. I mean, you called it, you certainly called it for sure, but that was one of the tougher games I feel like I've watched this season. But I think Villa's going to struggle at least. It will be really tough for them to take points. But I do like them to maybe like, I think this is maybe like a 1-0 City. It's just like they grind it out. I'm taking Aston Villa at plus 1.5. It's plus 110. Despite, it's more about their inability to have someone up front who can score goals for them. I think they'll be fine tactically. But yeah, I'm really interested. I'm more interested to see how City come back out in this game. Like if they come back out and struggle again, you know, certainly more concerns, but I think Villa can lose by just one goal and they'll be fine. But also like it's this Villa had the best performance of the season against City in the reverse fixture at home. That was, I think, in December when they won, was it 1-0 or 2-0?
1-0.
They absolutely dominated City, like I haven't really seen from another team. So I don't know if Emery's just got the setup right or what, but if they come out even like close to that, then this could hit and it could be a pretty interesting match.
Yeah, Man City had 2 shots in that game back in November. They had, I think it was, must have been back to back home wins against Arsenal and Manchester City. So yeah, I'm looking a little bit with that, and I think we're kind of thinking kind of the same thing with how this match is going to go. You look at some of these absences for Aston Villa, and Unai Emery knows he can't just get into like a back and forth battle with Manchester City. John McGinn's still suspended. Ollie Watkins out. Jacob Ramsey's out. Matty Cash is another option that's out there. Kamara's been out. So you have all these guys out and you got these different changes. You mentioned Duran, whether it's Morgan Rogers or Zaniolo in there. Diaby has been starting recently as well. Tielemans in the midfield role next to Douglas Luiz. You just think if they're going to kind of play similar to what Arsenal just did. They're just going to try and make this a rock fight, try and get a goal off a counter kind of thing, because that's how you score on Manchester City. And I initially went to under 2.5 goals. And then this morning I was like, well, Manchester City probably aren't going to lose at home, so I'm going to try and just throw in a safe, you know, Manchester City double chance in a single game parlay and go up to 3.5 goals. So I got a pretty easy single game parlay, Manchester City double chance, just to get the odds a little better in my favor with under 3.5 goals at plus 105. So I just think it's going to be like a 2-0 kind of a game here. I don't think Aston Villa are going to want this to be, that's kind of what I said. They don't want to get into a back and forth battle kind of thing. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think you could probably throw in like under 1.5 goals in the first half in the single game parlay. One thing I like to do in low scoring games just gets you a little bit more money than just a normal bet kind of a thing. So, but I also don't think Manchester City are going to roll up 5 goals because of the way that Unai Emery wants to play this one. So I think if we get you're going, Chris has the Aston Villa plus 1.5 at plus 110. I think we could be like, we could still get a 2-1, 1-0 result for both these to hit. I think that's kind of what we're looking at though. As I said, 2-0 also in play. So I think it is going to be lower scoring, and that kind of makes sense with your bet as well. It just depends on, yeah. It depends on if Aston Villa can score a goal or if they can prevent Manchester City from scoring multiple goals, I guess.
I think you're right. Yeah, we'll see a 1-0 result here, and we're both in business.
Yeah, just get the Holland PK, and then it'll be nice and easy sledding the rest of the way. Easy bets, easy wins there.
I saw his any time for this is minus 200. He's and interesting. I think he's got one goal in the last 6 games. He's struggled a little bit, and what could be, this does feel, it feels like it's been long enough where we might see like a breakout out of him any day now.
Yeah, the final couple months of the season, some kind of breakout there.
Yeah,
in terms of goal scoring, at least. Third match we're talking about. We got Chelsea are at home against Manchester United. Not like a massive match that we've had 10 years ago, but this is still Chelsea Manchester United. So still comes with a lot of hype, some excitement. Chelsea are plus 100. Look at these odds. Odds just haven't really moved the last few days. Chelsea are plus 100 to win. Man United are plus 240. The draw is plus 310. And then we're going to get over 3.5 goals, plus 100. Under 3.5 goals, minus 125. Got some injury things here. Malo Gusto went out early over the weekend. We'll see what happens there. I think pretty much as is. Ben Chilwell, maybe he's an option to return kind of a thing. Varane went out early for Manchester United in that last game. We'll see if Casemiro's ready to start, that kind of thing. Chelsea have allowed multiple goals. I think it's in their last 5 matches. And then Manchester United, they had that 1-1 match against Brentford. So what do we got here? This kind of, we talked about Manchester United last week. But we haven't really, I don't know the last time we talked about Chelsea. So what do we think? Chelsea, is the plus 100 worth it? You think that's warranted here?
No, I don't. I'm somehow find myself on the end of these stupid Manchester United bets that I've been making. I had them money line last week against Brentford, and they won it and lost it in the matter of moments. So there was elation and then sadness as well.
To be fair, they were outplayed in that.
Yeah, they looked terrible. Don't get me wrong. But, that's not part of the narrative I'm trying to spin here, Adam. But I keep making these Man United bets and kind of mixed reviews, I guess. But you mentioned like this would have been a big game like 10 years ago. It still is a big game, I think. But I was looking at, and I was like, should I make another Manchester United bet? And I'm like, I guess I will. So I'm taking Manchester United double chance. It's minus 125. And I look back at some of the results. They haven't lost to Chelsea in 7 matches. That last loss was a 3-1 loss to Chelsea in the FA Cup in 2020. Prior to that, the Their last loss was in 2018 to Chelsea at both. This is at Stamford Bridge. That was also in the FA Cup. But the last time Chelsea won over Manchester United in the Premier League was November 5th, 2017. It was 1-0. So it's not like Chelsea's like been here and been racking up a ton of points over United. And so I'm more or less approaching this from like a historical perspective. I think these are two pretty even teams, both incredibly disappointing probably for their fans, but I, you know, United slightly better than Chelsea this season. I like them to at least take 1 point here and let this double chance bet hit.
I'm trying to think back what my actual bet was on this match, because I remember talking about, this was early December, when these teams played 2-1, Scott McTominay got a brace. Manchester United had 4 expected goals. I'm trying to remember what the bets were, but again, 3-4 months ago. I mean, that is interesting. Just look back the last time Chelsea actually beat Manchester United that long ago. And then you kind of like the odds. You got the -125 on the double chance. I don't think that's really going to move very much. People aren't going to be throwing money on a Chelsea money line, as you can see in the line movement. So I think that recent history is interesting. I was initially going to be on a Chelsea corners bet because they have, you know, while they're not maybe playing well defensively at home, they've been, you know, kind of controlling matches for the most part and getting corners. But I went to one that is kind of, it would probably, you know, if we look back at bets like this throughout the season, you could probably hit shot bets against Manchester United. Like if you took where the odds are about -110, +110 throughout the season for Manchester United, you could probably hit, I don't know, 80% of the bets. If we look back at it, like Manchester United, they allowed 31 shots at Brentford in that last match. And the last time I took a shots bet in this show was West Ham against Manchester United. I took Manchester United. West Ham ended up having like 10 more shots than them in that game. They're bottom three, I think, maybe bottom five in terms of shots allowed this season. They allow a ton of shots. And we're getting better than even odds on Chelsea to have 20 or more shots in this game. While Chelsea are inconsistent, they're a team that rips shots. They're not going to score frequently. Pochettino said after this past game, it was like we kind of were at a loss for what to do. And when that happens, we just give it to Cole Palmer and he just does what he does. And then Cole Palmer rips shots. So I think Chelsea being at home, I think we're going to get 20. I think we could get up to like 25 shots for Chelsea, depending how, you know, if the goals go in or not. So Chelsea, 20 or more shots here against Manchester United. That's +115. So again, another one of these bets where both of ours can hit. And, you know, this seems like a 2-2 kind of result. Is that your line of thinking here?
Yeah. Definitely a draw is in play here. It's tough to be like, I like money line bets here, but I don't feel confident in either team winning this one. But give me a Manchester United double chance. Give me like a 1-1 draw here. Cole Palmer scores from like the penalty spot or something like that.
Yeah, maybe over the weekend we just had Chelsea. You know, even though they're +100 to win this game or whatever, but they were up a man for more than a half against Burnley and they could not get the win. I think they allowed both the goals, even though they're up a man in that game. Just a disappointing result overall. Like you can't bottom of the table team. You can't get the win at home 2-2 result against them. So I think obviously they want to bounce back, but not a confidence booster, you could say.
You should probably always beat the bottom of the table team. But
even when it's 11v11,
even 11v11, but when you're up a man from the 40th minute on, you should probably take all 3 points there.
Probably.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we got the team parlay. We're coming around. So this is a one I kind of, you know, boosted up at the beginning of the show. But team parlay, we're down. I should say I'm actually up for the first time in a long time. I'm up on our show. I'm up more than $300. So shouts to the Race to Corners bets, because yeah, I'm going to have another one coming. You're going a little opposite of what you've done recently. A lot of these bets in the team parlay have been Arsenal, have been Manchester City. Now you're actually going against one of those teams. So what do you got here?
Yeah, I just completely steer clear of my classic parlay bet, which is a favorite at home. Like that's usually how I'm rolling, but I try to get a little more creative with this one. I mentioned how much I enjoy watching Luton Town, even if they're not, you know, maybe not the best side in the league. They're a fun team to watch. And despite all of the injuries they've had and all of, you know, just they're outmatched consistently, they still like keep it a tight game. They push teams to as Adam highlights,
that's 13 list. Players here, 13 players.
Yeah, they've got quite the injury list, and you know, that's no it's not a surprise to anybody. But they're facing they've got Arsenal on that's tomorrow, Wednesday's game. And Arsenal just coming off that 0-0 game, obviously pretty, like, it was just a tactical affair. I was looking more or less at Luton. They barely lost this game to Arsenal early in the season. I think it was at 4-3. Luton
was up
two goals at one point. It was 3-2, then 3-3. Then I think Declan Rice scored that late header to make it 4-3, like very, very late in this match. And looking back at Luton's results, I mean, they've lost a lot of games. They haven't taken a ton of points, but like I look back to see, you know, how many times have they lost by, you know, 2.5 goals. And they lost to Brighton on the opening game of the season. They lost 4-1. The next week they lost to Chelsea 3-0. That was August 25th. Outside of that, their other two losses by more than 2.5 goals was to Liverpool. That was a midweek match back in February. That was 4-1. And then they did lose. They crashed out of the FA Cup against Manchester City 6-2. That was 6 days later after that loss to Liverpool. That was February 27th. But other than that, like they've kept teams very close. So I'm taking Luton Town. They're +2.5. It's +100. They lose in 4-2 fashion here, and this one hits. I like the idea of them at least keeping it rather sort of close. So I'm on a little like underdog, but maybe not to get smoked. So I'll be locked in for this game.
This is a high gumption bet.
Dude, it's high gumption bet. And frankly, like Luton, as you already mentioned, Luton probably could have
high testosterone bet right here.
Tottenham. Yeah. They could have taken a point off Tottenham last week. You know, they've been in so many close games that they frequently play better than their opponent, but they just, you know, kind of fall in the last like 70th minute on. So I'm all over him here.
All right. Well, we'll take it. I don't think I can take this one personally.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not asking you to.
Yeah, I know. Luton Town, 6 shots in the loss against Arsenal. They had 7 shots against Tottenham. 13 players on the injury list. Elfie Doughty has gone off early last couple matches. He's not 100%. Reece Burke, Chong went out last match as well. Very tough, but you know, you gave out some good points about them just not getting blown out many times this season. So can they do that against the top three side? We'll see. We'll see. So my side of the bet. Where are Everton? Are they? I think they're on the road here. Does that matter? I don't think it matters. Everton are at Newcastle. This match takes place in 2 hours from now, as we're speaking. So Hopefully you're listening to this show right now because you got to take this bet right now. I'll tweet this bet out. So I'll help the people out because I know this is 2 hours away, but Everton, I could go easy and take Everton over 4.5 corners, but I'm not taking it easy. As I said, with that West Ham bet, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling these race to 5 corners bets. I'm running hot. So I got to keep it going here. This morning, or maybe it was last night, Everton race to 5 corners was +245. When I looked just before the show, it's now +225. So clearly some people are going towards Everton corners. Newcastle just haven't. We talked about it earlier in the season. They haven't been getting as many corners as they did last season. They got a bunch of injuries themselves. They got a bunch of question marks on their back line. They got Anthony Gordon went out. He's suspended for this upcoming game. They've got some questions. We'll see if Trippier's back. We'll see who starts at right back. We'll see who starts at left back kind of a thing. Everton, while they struggle to win games, they rack up corners. The Sean Dyche team just racks up corners. I think their midfield can compete, can play well, can contend here. Idrissa Gueye may be an option to return in the starting 11, or Onana could get the start there. I think that they're going to get corners in this spot, assuming they don't score in like the first 10 minutes here. But Everton race to 5 corners, +225. Combine that with Chris's Luton Town, +2.5 at Arsenal, is +100. We're getting +550 odds on the team parlay. That will cut our losings down in half if we can win this. So, Chris, we got to win this.
This would be so huge.
We're going to know in like 3 hours here.
I'm absolutely fired up for this one. This is such a fun bet here.
No time to wait.
The Everton race to 5 corners is just that's the show in a nutshell right here.
This is my favorite bet of the week. If Newcastle get the first 5 corners, like go 5-0 in corners, so be it. But I'm seeing the board clearly. I'm seeing the board clearly.
4D vision here. This is like
Neo in the Matrix right now. Yep. And I'm seeing race to 5, race to 5, race to 5, just, you know, in the Matrix. That's what I'm seeing right now. So we're going with it. So
this might turn into, what is it, Matthew McConaughey in what's a movie where he's like looking in through the bookshelf, he's in the future looking at as old self. Yeah, he's like, "Oh,
Interstellar, yeah."
Yeah, Interstellar, yeah. What do you, he's like, Adam's like out on the other side of the bookshelf looking at himself, making this Everton bet. Like, don't do it. But yeah.
Otherwise it might be Neo in the Matrix. From space. Yeah. Is that how it works? You can see the future from space? I can't remember exactly.
I have to rewatch the movie, but that's like an iconic meme, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But that's what we got for game week 35. You got anything else you want to say here? Liverpool, what's the score line here for Liverpool? Home against Sheffield United, 4-1. What do you think?
Yeah, 3-1, 4-1. I think Sheffield United, go take a peek at that Sheffield United to score first bet. That one's I'm a huge advocate of that bet against Liverpool. I mean, we saw it last weekend.
Really should have taken that against Brighton.
Yeah, seriously, like that's one you got to look at every single week. They're always coming out flat in the first like 30 minutes, going down, and then, you know, leaving it late to score. So take a peek at that Sheffield United to score first bet.
So wild. That's what we got. Game week 31, rotowire.com/soccer trial. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitter right now, I got the cheat sheet up. It's got the FPL. I think the deadline is in like 13 minutes here, but if you're watching live, go check that out. So we'll be back later in the week. We got game week 32 coming up here, but you can find Chris at CHROwen8 on Twitter. I'm at RotoZadroik, and RotoWire Soccer is at RotoWire Soccer. Mo Salah -275 to score. Haaland -200 to score. I think I said that last. Actually, Son was up here last week, if I remember correctly, and then Son ended up scoring. So did Salah. So both those guys ended up scoring last week, but. Game week 31, race to 5 corners and wagers. Here we go, Chris. Let's win these bets.
Here we go.